Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters.
Great,
this
thank
is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats.
I'm all set.
Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Dr. Sergey Shealy-Soren, MD, is with us. Welcome, Dr. Sergey.
Thank you, and great to be here.
Yeah, I've got some pretty disturbing topics for today. Geez, you know, Dr. Sergey, you've done some work with obesity, and you're in the emergency room, and I guess you see every kind of despair possible, and even victims who are not involved in anything just happen to be there when the gun goes off and or across the road. But then there are those who want to take their own lives. We're talking about suicide. And from what I'm reading, suicide is on the upswing. Do you have a feel for what is driving this? Why people want to take their own lives?
You know what? This is a really deeply personal topic, and I'm going to share something with you that I may not have shared perhaps earlier, or I may have, but this is something that is very close to my personal life as well. So absolutely see impact of that through the practice. In other words, whether people have been post-suicidal and tried to, you know, attempt their take their life, or at least thought about it, considered seriously. I've seen it in the emergency room where it's acute, including, basically attention seeking, which is primarily what 99% of what that's all about, especially young people. And when it comes to the actual thing, most people are actually, it's not about suicide, it's about attention, help, it's about being seen, recognized, and acknowledged, and working through whatever they need to work through. But the system is not supportive for that. It's literally buying time until the next visit and the next visit, and then you create a perpetual victim. But I'm also going to share a little something very personal, and is that when I back let's see what is this, about 2000 around early 2000s. My grandparents died, and I was in my early training stages, medical-wise, I literally was under so much stress and pressure and away from the family, and so the combination of things led me to about 4 suicide attempts myself at the time. So I can talk about that on a personal level, but also on a professional level, and I learned a lot from that. But the short of it is that just the big picture topic, and then we'll go into more depth, is that it works. It affects people from all walks of life. It affects doctors. It affects professionals. It affects people who have no resources. It's literally what this is losing a vision of who we are as human beings. And I can talk on a personal scale. I lost myself. I forgot. I completely had no concept of that I am the child of God. I had no concept, and I totally, at one point, was a victim of circumstance and feelings and emotions, limbic system. And, of course, there's physical patterns that followed. It's literally crazy when you go through something like that, and then you realize that life is precious. God doesn't make junk, and what we are, who we are, is really, truly spiritual beings, energy, spirit, soul. So if a person wants to take their life, it's literally taking a wonderful journey and cutting it real short for no good reason, because every lesson, every opportunity is a stepping stone. Some of those experiences have made me probably a much better doctor than I would have been otherwise. A lot of what I do in my practice, emergency room and wellness, is literally about, can be up to 50% counseling or more. Just literally trying to understand why, who, what, where the person is, meet them where they are, and take it from there. But a lot of factors there. Stress is a huge factor. Another big factor is misunderstanding not really knowing who we are, like we said. You know, in other words, societal factors, bullying from all sorts of things, especially young people. But it's everywhere. It comes from the government. It comes from everywhere. I mean, I've seen a lot of business people, successful, highly, productive individuals who basically had, just contemplated or committed or tried to commit suicide, because, when the economy crashed or otherwise. And it's not a brand new concept. I mean, 1920s, how many people jumped off their office buildings, higher floors, when the stock market crashed? We are more than money, folks. We are more than physical. There's so much to talk about here on this topic, but please feel free to weigh in, and then, of course, I'll be happy to continue.
The one word that seems to go through everything that you said is a tremendous sense of loss, whether it be the loss of family, as in as you mentioned, loss of financial outlook, as you mentioned, with the stock market crash, people who were doing really well, had plenty of money, we'll call it, lost it. And then that loss was terrifying to them. And then it could go to loss of good looks. You know, as we age, some people become more handsome and more beautiful, but most of us don't. It could be, it seems like a sense of loss, no matter how you look at it, a sense of loss of good health, where now the body doesn't work quite as well as it used to. It seems like that is the thread that goes through every aspect of suicide. Is that right?
Absolutely. Hopeless and helpless. The vision, basically, it literally becomes a such a narrowed down view of the world through the eyes of hell, so to speak, hell on earth. And there is such thing as hell and heaven on earth, so to speak. Depression, anxiety, anger, frustration, irritability, that's hell. That literally is hell. Those are negative, terrible emotions. And when we don't have when we feel we don't have any other options, there is always an option. Just stop, drop everything that you're doing, and just literally ask yourself, God doesn't make junk. What's the big picture here? But again, it's not as simple as that, of course. There's also other factors. There's, the human is a complicated being.
And it seems like, I know some people who have attempted suicide. I've been on the front lines of trying to prevent that. And the thing that comes back to me every single time is at that moment in time, the person who is attempting suicide does not seem to realize how much they have to be thankful for as compared to other people. They think that their world is collapsing, right? And it's just them. It's all about them at that moment. And I'm not trying to minimize this at all. It's a serious, serious situation. Every one of these is a serious situation. The individual suicides. But it seems that they think everybody's got it better, and it's not true. Not everybody has it better. Some people have it way worse, right?
Absolutely. And the other thing is that people compare themselves to others, and that's the biggest mistake ever, because everyone's journey is individual. My journey is my journey. If I didn't go through what I went through and, all the, It's interesting. When you think about the challenges, no matter where you are, who you are, what you're going through, you know, if you're a doctor or a president or a CEO or if you have things, if you don't have things, I mean, just literally, just think about who and what you are. You know, what is your true nature? You know, if your identity is literally confined to a title, in other words, as I was at one point, because that was one of the main things. I didn't know who I was. And the ego is a wonderful and terrible thing. Ego is great protector for, and it's kind of interesting because, you know, the ego is a tool. And when I'm in the emergency room, I have to use the ego appropriately when an equal or greater size ego comes up and threatens patient care, which is, happens more often than not. And I literally have to basically defeat their ego with my ego, so to speak. In other words, make them feel like they're the idiots that they are when they're acting like idiots. I do that. If I'm talking to the colleagues or if I'm talking to, frequently that involves, you know, listening to them, you know, especially if they're trying to do the wrong thing or trying to be lazy at the expense of a person's life. And then laying into them and just literally just tearing them apart. And that's my ego. And I'll do that. I'll do that to protect and save a patient's life. If, for example, I have somebody who's with a brain bleed, and for some reason the neurosurgeon doesn't want to accept the transfer from the emergency room because they haven't slept or they're too drowsy and they just send them home. No, I'm not going to wait for that. I'm going to lay into that person. I'm going to literally ask them, doctor, is that what you normally do with a brain bleed? You send them home if they're in your facility? And is that, are you willing to face a $50,000 a violation for refusing a transfer which is appropriate and timely? And then I'll leave it up to them. 95% of the time, they will do the right thing, not because they want to do the right thing, but because now they're concerned. So that's ego. But as soon as it's no longer necessary, my job and my purpose is to get my ego out of the way so that I am a vessel. Literally, I'm a vessel. For the Lord's blessings, for the soul, for the spirit that is I am, and for the best expression of it in my mental, physical, and emotional, and what I do with it, as a doctor, as a human, as a husband, as a family man, you know, but also as a on a personal level. And once you realize that, there's nothing really that is overwhelming. It's just a learning experience, challenge, opportunity, stepping stone. And, you know, it's sometimes something as simple as that, just to let people know, hey, this is not the end of your world. It's the end of that chapter. And it could be a breakup with a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, it could be a loss of something. Again, usually it's a loss. But what is your true identity? Who are you? If you can rise above where you are and see the big picture, hey, not fun, not good, not pleasant, but that's how we learn. That's how we grow.
What about the impact on the rest of the family, the ones who would still be there?
And I got some personal
suicide
stories on that, friends. Absolutely.
Okay. Very, very serious topic today, class. And ultimately, the final question I have is, how do we prevent it? We'll be right back with Dr. Sergei Shealy-Soren.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Sergei Shilly-Sorin is with us, medical doctor and emergency room doctor. He sees it all. And we're talking about suicide. And what about the family? What about the family that is left behind from the person who commits suicide? Or what about the family that is going through, trying on the phone, trying to prevent that suicide? What do you think, Dr. Sergei?
Personal example again. This is, you know, friends and family, and I kind of have them in the same category, because a true friend is like family, really. And a true family is like a friend. And it's not always the case, by the way. It's more difficult on the person who on people who survive than it is on the person who decides to end their life. There is so much PTSD, anxiety, depression, guilt, and that doesn't belong on behalf of the, in other words, that's not necessary and that's terrible, and it's something that has to be worked through, because when a person decides to do something, now again, some things are preventable, but first of all, we cannot be responsible for somebody else's decisions and outcomes. So that's the first thing to let go if you're a survivor, or if your family member has committed suicide or hurt themselves. But the bigger thing is to see and if you can convert that into, literally take the energy and do something with this. One of our my wife and I, very close friends, basically practically a sister, her daughter, who was a teenager, I think she was 14 maybe, perhaps, this was a number of years ago, was part of there was part of social experiments, so to speak, in school. I don't know the full story, but there was something about group suicide attempts, and she actually completed and went through it. And the mom found her hanging, I think. That's what I understand. Again, we don't talk about that too much. We haven't talked about that too much for a number of reasons. But that literally shook her life for a long, long time. But the interesting thing is, at the end of the journey, and she still mourns, and she's still every anniversary is difficult. We talk very often, but what that's done for her is it's given her such a deep peace and deep understanding through the time with her situation that she's a whole brand new person. It's like literally you go down the onion layers, and it's like boom. My God, she's grown so much, and now she's in a school system as well, so she's applying it with the kids, and literally just saving lives and spirits and souls and health and mental and emotional, and just literally taking that terrible experience and doing something with it. But very hard, very hard. And it literally almost took a number of years out of her life, period. So, yeah, very strong person, too.
When we lived in Virginia, we had some customers. And one of the customers was a gal, mother, and she was telling me the story about the children in their high school. And they were playing a choking game. And they would tie themselves around the neck and hang themselves in the closet until they passed out to see what it was like. And her daughter committed suicide by doing that.
Mm.
So I understand what you're talking about, at least a little bit. So, Dr. Sergey, this is something that probably affects at some level every family,
mm-hmm.
either an attempted suicide or an actual suicide. And when I say family, I mean family and extended family and friends, you know, very dear friends. Correct me if I'm wrong, is it more prevalent than most people might think?
100%.
More often?
Yes, sir.
And in the last, I guess we'll have, may we continue this next week and talk about the prevention? What do we do?
Absolutely. Real short, real quick. Take a time out. Stop. Ask yourself some real hard questions. Realize God doesn't make junk. You are included. And if you are on medication, stay on it until you're ready to go.
Tejubo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
USA News Update. The Detroit automakers and the UAW continued to negotiate over the weekend. UAW members walked off more jobs at GM and Stellantis distribution centers, but held off on Ford, saying the company has done more to meet its demands. The UAW told members Saturday, quote, our pressure on Ford is starting to pay off, end quote. A short strike would be good news for the economy. On the other hand, inflation could rise if some vehicles could become hard to get, or repair shops and dealerships run out of spare parts. More than 18,000 UAW members are now on strike. The Writers Guild of America and the Association of Motion Picture and Television Producers announced last night that they have reached an agreement in the Hollywood Writers' Strike. A vote by WGA leadership is scheduled to take place as soon as tomorrow. Lance Pry, U.S.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Watch it. God, you're
take my
when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. This is the remainder of class today. Frank Pacheco's with us in Canada, and we're going to be talking about heating. And fabulous, fabulous class. I'm looking at the syllabus, and we here at the farm, Natural Farms, have been heating our house with wood for the last 10 years. And I cannot imagine what it would be like buying fuel or electricity, you know, farm fuel, which is diesel, which is home heating oil, or kerosene, or propane, or natural gas, as compared to heating with wood. Because heating with wood, you buy a chainsaw, and if you have the woods, I mean, it assumes that you have the woods and the trees fall down, you just cut them up. Well, not just cut them up, it's actually a lot of work. But literally, we heat our house very, very inexpensively. And I would say that the total cost for heat for the whole year, that would be hot water and heating the house, $200 for the year. And that's because we heat with wood. But we made an investment to heat with wood, and Frank's going to be talking about that today. Welcome, Frank.
Hi, how are you? Well, I had one of those episodes where I was out on the road doing a quote, and I almost didn't make it, and I'm saying, oh, my God, I better. So last time you were late, the feeling of you needed to be someplace, and but I made it. Thanks for having me. Yeah, well, we're definitely going to talk about wood. I do want to say this qualifier. I do not have a wood-burning product in my home, but I am wet certified, so I get to see a lot of other people's systems. And you're totally right. In terms of a BTU rating, in terms of the amount of heat that one gets out of a certain amount of something, wood is actually the best, followed by oil, followed by natural gas, and then propane. Now, I live in a country. I have no choice but propane. I do not have a lot of wood. Wood is kind of expensive, but it's also, I'm in business, and it, as you will find out, it does take a bit of work to have a wood heating system. But the savings, like you say, $200 a year, that's just totally amazing. Now, I don't know where you want to go. In my syllabus to you, I want to, from my understanding or from my wet knowledge, talk about wood stoves in general. I know you have a water wood burner outside, but maybe we can do that another day because there's a whole class of how to deal with that, eh? So is that okay with you?
That sounds great. And sure. And you use the term wet. And, class, that's W-E-T-T. And that's right. A Canadian certificate. Can you explain what that means so that our class understands what you mean by wet certificate?
In Canada, we have what we call the Wood Energy Transfer Technology, and it's a license that one gets. Here in Canada, it's driven by the insurance industry. Okay, every time you buy a house up here and it has a wood burning product, they want what we call a wet certification. Basically, I've been taught where to go into a home and see what's right and what's wrong. Sometimes I must say I feel somewhat awkward because I do not own a wood system to be telling other people what to do. However, I know what is supposed to happen. I know how it's supposed to be done, and so therefore it's okay. Now, in the United States, there's two other associations. I think it's the National Firearms Institute has it. If I'm not mistaken, do you know about the National Firearms Certificate?
Are you talking about the NRA certificates?
It's the comparison to the Canadian wet certificate. In the United States, you do not have.
Oh, okay. No. Okay.
Yeah. So and
I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, well, the National Fire Department has their own certificate that they issue to people if they need to have their systems checked. So that's and then there's actually in the United States you have two, and then there's the Chimney Institute, which also provides a certificate. So the way that I see it, it's a little bit more cumbersome in the United States to have something approved or certified to be a working system. But anyway, it's not so important to us. What I want to talk about is now you're going out to buy a wood stove. What are some of the things you want to look at? Obviously, you want to go with the knowledge of how many BTUs you're going to need to heat whatever space that you were thinking about them. So you go up there and you go to a store and they say, well, you're going to need a 30,000 BTU wood stove to do this amount of heating. My experience has been, because I've gone into a number of homes and they say that stove just not do it for me, is go one step higher than what the rating is for. The concept here that I'm thinking of is, maybe you agree or disagree with me, is that you can always cut back on the amount of wood that you put in the stove to produce a certain amount of BTUs. You can't put more wood into a small stove just in case you're not getting that full amount of heat out that you require to heat up the space that you had designed for. So my thing is just go a next step up, because you can control now. But do you have a wood stove inside, or you just have the outside boiler, Vince?
Well, actually, we have yes and no. We have the outdoor wood furnace or the boiler that's hooked up, but I have the. I bought some cast iron wood stoves when nobody wanted them for inside the house.
Okay.
So should something go wrong, we could scale down and heat just, you know, a room or two of our house. But you're absolutely right. And when you're talking about going the next size larger, we did exactly that with the wood stove that we selected. They had a, you know, small, medium, and large. And we went with the medium would have been fine, but we went with the large, and for a lot of reasons. One, the firebox is bigger, and with a bigger firebox, you have more radiating surface to extract the heat. That's number one. Number two, you can put more wood in it, and you can have a slower, longer controlled burn where you might not have to get up in the middle of the night and feed the darn thing.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
Yeah, that's
with going
exactly.
Larger.
And I'm saying this from being on the field, and you know, we're going to certify, you know, how you like your stove. Gee, it just doesn't do my job, and I feel sorry, because it's about $2,000+ if you buy a new stove these days, and so it's quite an investment to put that on. So that's the size. So you want to go a little larger than you need to. The other one, and I don't think you have much choice unless you're buying a second-hand wood stove, and that is to make sure that that wood stove is EPA certified. Now, EPA is an American standard that's being applied in Canada, which stands for Environment Protection Agencies. I'm sure you've heard of that. Hello?
Oh, yeah, EPA, yeah. Environmental Protection Agency, yes.
Yeah. So, and what they, and they certify your wood stoves to have a certain amount of energy efficiency in it. So, how did you do that? There's many different ways. We're not going to go into the manufacturing of them, but EPA, Energy Protection Agency, is what you want to look for when you're buying a new wood stove. So that way you can be guaranteed that that is going to be an efficient stove. And how efficient is an efficient stove? Yeah, here's the difference. A basic wood stove, and you can usually tell a basic wood stove when you open the door and you can literally just put your hand inside and there's the flue pipe. So as you can see, as soon as you put a log of wood in that, most of it is going to go up through the chimney, and you are going to get that radiant heat around it. But an EPA stove now has what they call a secondary burning and other features, but which we'll not touch because it's manufacturing thing. But the concept is that instead of now using one log to do the job, that log can be multiplied by two. So the efficiency almost doubles when you have an EPA stove. So that's therefore I do recommend spending that extra bit of money. And now there's nothing wrong with going and buying a secondhand reconditioned stove, and the label will be on the back and it will tell you that will be an EPA stove, but because I'm here and our class, you can do it yourself. You kind of open that front door, and you see if you have tubes on the top part. That usually points that this was an EPA standard stove. And so, yes, give them whatever money they want at that point. Of course, make a deal. But you can be guaranteed that by having the those pipes on top of the stove, it will probably be an EPA-approved stove. Because sometimes, after a while, the label on the back disappears.
Frank, I think what I'm hearing is that you're saying that a stove that is higher efficiency would have a longer smoke travel path than just right from the flame tips up and out the flue pipe. So the longer the path, the generally the more efficient that stove is going to be. And then secondarily, if an EPA stove has a catalytic converter, that will reduce the amount of smoke coming out of the chimney, and you'll have more burn, and more of the fuel will go toward heat than the smoke going, the smoke and heat going out the chimney.
That's right. And that path is usually donated by these pipes that are on top of your wood stove. And that, so that second path goes through those pipes, and you can literally see a secondary burn from the top of the wood stove, and it's very, very interesting. Of course, it just goes to another path and then out the flue pipe. So, yep, that's exactly perfect the way you've explained it. So there you are. So that's looking and buying and secondhand or obviously with the EPA standards and with the environment standards in the United States, I don't think there's any sales place that does not sell an EPA. So as a matter of fact, the stringency of the combustion system in the United States is actually pretty high these days. I don't know if you know that or don't know them.
They've made 2020.
They really put the clamp on.
Silver is an antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
About heating with wood and some of the things that you should know about if you're going to buy a wood stove and heat with wood. And we do heat with wood here at our house, and I have heated our homes with both freestanding wood stoves, a Franklin stove, a cast iron stove, a stamped steel firebox stove with a blower on the outside of it to add in the efficiency of the heat exchanging. And so I've used the steel-skinned, the cast-iron stoves, and the outdoor wood stoves. And it's a great way to go. It really is. It will help you become more independent if you have a source of free wood. Free meaning you can pick it up and cut it up. But what Frank has mentioned, this is a really, really important point. Don't buy a wood stove that's too small. You'll regret it for a lot of reasons. One, if the firebox is small, that means you're going to have to cut your firewood into smaller pieces, which is less fun than cutting firewood into larger pieces. I know this for a fact.
And more work.
Please continue, Frank.
Yeah,
that's why it was fun.
So that's exactly, so we can continue on. So now you could probably read all sorts of interesting facts about the stove that you're buying. But here's my key to deciding if I'm buying a good stove or not a good stove. And that is, when you go to a place to buy a stove, ask them, what is the clearances from combustibles? Now, if you're buying a second-hand stove, and because the class here can find, as you have, in the back, there is a label that tells you the clearances of that wood stove to combustibles. Combustibles, things like wood, like baseboards and windowsills and things like that. So this, in my secret, and sometimes I kind of go back and forth, because the closer that wood stove can be to combustibles, in my mind, I'm saying this is a well-built stove, because I can, the metal is thicker, the design is that much better that I can put 2 inches away from combustibles. Then you go and see another stove, and they want like 12 inches from the wall. Now, this is where I go kind of, oh, man, is it right? Am I right? Am I wrong? Because you have a wood stove. You want it to generate the heat. So you almost want to say, the cheaper the stove, the better. But the thing thing is, Vince, in reality and realistically, not all of us have big homes. So, and of course, after you put your Chesterfield and your TV chair and this and that, there's really not much room left for a wood stove almost in the middle of the bedroom, almost in the middle of the room. So you have to make that option which way you want to go. However, you said something earlier, but that is make sure that you can add a blower assembly to your wood stove. Do not go to this thing where you're going to put a fan behind the flue pipe. And first of all, it looks quite ugly too, I guess. But you're doing so much harm to your flue pipe and your chimney. So make sure that when you get the stove that and spend the extra amount of money, it always comes as a feature, which I don't understand why, because it's such important. It's like, I'm going to buy a furnace, but I'm not going to have a blower in my furnace. You know what I mean?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we bought a used Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, cast iron fireplace insert for my folks. Mm-hmm. And when we bought it was $600, which was an enormous amount of money for a used wood stove.
Mm-hmm.
But it had a blower on it. It had cast iron doors. It was a cast iron stove. So it was very, very well built. And it would last lifetimes if it wasn't dropped. So a cast iron can crack, but if you used it properly, it would last forever. Mm-hmm. And what a great wood stove. Extremely heavy. I imagine that would be, you know, $3,000-$4,000 today.
Yeah.
But had glass windows on the doors. But, you know, after you use the stove for a while, glass barely lets you see the flame. I mean, it's a great thought, but it's hard to see once smoke gets in that firebox because the glass gets really, really covered with smoke.
You can thank that invention, one of our Canadian friends up here, Wolfgang. He was like the gentleman who patented, and he's from Napoleon. Now, you probably heard of Napoleon barbecues, Napoleon fireplaces, and so on and so forth. The gentleman came from Germany, and because I do a lot of continental products, so I kind of know the history beside him. He started fooling around in his base, in his garage, like most inventors do, and he came along with this. Well, let me put a glass or whatever he did. It's not really glass, but his fire stoves were selling like pancakes.
Yeah. I mean, they look beautiful, and when you see them in the store, you can actually see through the glass. But when you get it home and use it for a couple months, that's when everything changes.
I have a secret for that.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it. We'll be right back. Frank, we're talking about wood stoves and heating with wood. And so you'll probably get some lessons from this class. We'll be right back.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.